Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Tuesday Morning Best on NPALive.com on the Blog Talk Radio. Yes, as this continue into the services where the International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson, hallelujah, is presiding over the services. Let's go now.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. This is Ambassador-elect Sister Gina. And Dr. Johnson, I just want to say I know what the Lord could do. You're talking to someone right now that didn't breathe for 15 minutes. And they said the same thing about me. The brain might not act right because it wasn't getting any oxygen. But I don't see, you know what, I think it got a little bit sharper. God restored everything that the cankerworms thought they could take from me. And I thank God for that. I'm believing God with you. I'm joining hands with you. I'm praying for me because I know God is able. I'm a living witness. I am here today. Coded 15 minutes before they got one. But thank God I'm here today to give a praise report and say I know what prayer would do. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much. That's Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. God bless you. Thank you so very much. All right. Any other praise reports? The line is open to you. Any other praise reports? Jump in there right now and give your praise report. I heard another one on the line. Jump in there right now and give your praise report. Anybody else?
Ambassador, my praise report right now is I'm just enjoying what I'm hearing, and I'm jumping in here now because I'm going to have to get off the line. But what I heard is what God is approving you and your wife doing together for that prayer. You and your wife's relationship, your love, your prayer was put into it because of your lifestyle. This is a witness to those that are on the line all over the world, what God would do where two or three are gathered in his name. He said what he will do, whatever you ask. And so whatever you and your wife ask together, join together, some marriages are going to be healed. Glory to God. Some marriages are going to get healed on this line. Glory to God, because what they are hearing, what you and your wife is joining together, that's kingdom authority. That's kingdom business. That's kingdom work. Oh, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. And thank you so much, Ambassador Stith. Ambassador-elect Stith. All right. Anyone else? You got a praise report.
Sister Karen Brown, St. Louis, 314. I thank God this morning for being alive. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, your wife, and your mother.
I'm ready to go to school.
Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead, darling.
Oh, and also, I thank God for the situation that I had a couple of weeks ago that God just came through like a storm and just fixed it for me. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for the blog line. I do these things every day. This is the biggest part of my life. Praise the Lord. Y'all pray for me.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Give me one more.
Good morning. This is Mother Jefferson from Kansas City.
Yes, ma'am.
I do have a praise report. One thing, I thank God for bringing us safe this morning, allowing us to have a strong mind to think. Now I'm praising God, and I tell you, I got a call from my daughter on last night that the judge called her, and they're working on my grandson's case. They want to come to the home and see if the home is all right to release my grandson. And I said, Lord, I think he said in March, but look like they're working in a hurry. And they'll be coming to my daughter's home. I don't know, they didn't say what day, but they want to come in and look, you know, search the home and see if it's all right, if everything's nice enough to release him to her. So I said, thank God they're still working on the case, and I praise God. And he's already been released from the thing, but haven't turned him loose yet. But I'm just glad that's another step. And I praise God for it. And I just said, keep praying. God is working in my and out of defense, and I thank God for it. God bless you. Bless you.
Thank you, Mother. God bless you. Wonderful. All right, God bless all
Doctor,
of you. Go ahead.
This is Mother Jensen. What is happening here is the institutional parole officer sends the plan to the parole officer in the community. They will get that plan, and it's probably less than 30 days. They will make that home visit to your daughter's house. And what they do, they just check to make sure that that address is a good address, because sometimes they receive addresses that are not current vacant houses, vacant buildings. So once that plan has been approved, you can look for your grandson. Oh, my God. It's a process, but it's already done. That's the process there. From the institutional parole officer to the parole officer in the community, they'll check the plan. He'll be assigned his parole officer. And I made a vow, and I'm going to keep that with the director, that I will just make a periodic phone call as a counselor to your God, to your grandson. God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, my God. Isn't that a blessing?
God bless you. Bless you, yes.
Yeah, the Lord is working.
God bless you.
And we haven't forgotten you on the line, some of you. You've got children, brothers, sisters, grandchildren, and you need your child to receive prayer and any type of help to get them out. We're going to work on it. Amen. God's going to use us in a glorious way for your child, too. This is our first protocol. We're working it out, and then we'll launch out for others everywhere. Amen. God is doing a multitudinous work here. Let's give him glory and give him praise for what he's doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him and magnify his name, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Her phone number again. I had it next to my bed, and I do not know where it is now, but I need to get her phone number because I have not been able to call her. Lord,
thank
forgive
you,
me. Time has gotten away from you. Sister Sheila, I love you. I love you. They always get us mixed up, girl, but I just thank God our names are being called.
Thank
she
you.
Give out her phone number so I can call her today. I am off today. God bless you. Love you. Oh, Dr. Johnson, everybody.
God bless you. All right.
God bless you.
Sheila
thank
loves
you,
her mother.
God bless you. Lord.
Amen. And it's all right. Sheila, give us that number. I don't have it before me. You gave it out on the prayer line, and we certainly want to encourage you to. You know, it's not just during the funeral that people need encouragement. They need
right
after the funeral is over. So, Tashila, give you a number out for that purpose. Amen. God bless you. We'll get her back on the line. And if not, then we'll have someone to call you with that number. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right, I want to take prayer requests this morning. Amen. We want to pray for you, or we'll have prayer for you for sure. If you have a prayer request, we're moving over to our prayer request right now. Whoever has a prayer request, when I say the line is open, you begin speaking. Those are the instructions to you. When I say the line is open to you, that's the time to speak. Amen. These are prayer requests. All right. Mr. Peters, let me say it first. The line is open to you. Anybody? Prayer
Mother
request.
Johnson from Kansas City.
Good morning.
All right, Mother Johnson, go ahead.
I'm asking prayer for Mother Phyllis Osby and also for Sister Dolly Taylor. I'm asking a special prayer for them. I pray for them. God bless them. Yes.
All right.
Good morning. This is Ruby. I'm asking prayer for Mother Daniels this morning. She's having surgery at Providence.
What?
Yes. So,
Mother
at 8 o'clock, actually.
Mother who?
Mother Daniels.
Who told you this?
Mother Daniels is on, she's actually on the other line. Hold on 1 second.
My God. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. How you doing, Mother?
I'm doing wonderful. They're going to put that thing, you know, I take dollars, and they're going to take it from one arm and put it in the other arm. It's been bleeding in the other, in the left arm, and they're going to do it in the right arm. So I have to be at Providence at 8 o'clock this morning.
Bless Mother, don't do that without calling your pastor. Don't do that.
Okay, Pastor.
Man. A phone call. You don't know what
and
God
meant.
Amen. God bless you.
I wanted to ask you last night to call you and pray for me, but I went for my treatment, and I was kind of tired. I used to not be tired when I got home, but I was kind of tired yesterday. So, but anyway, I'm calling now, Pastor.
All right. God,
God bless,
bless
you.
All right. I want one of our ambassadors to take over for a moment here. Go ahead, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Ambassador Stern.
I have it, Ambassador Johnson. This is Ambassador Stern.
All right, God bless you.
Do you want me to continue with the prayer list?
Yeah, prayer reports, and then we'll have prayer. Amen. I'll be back.
All right, Dr. Johnson?
Yes.
Will we stop to pray for you first?
All right, God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, we just stop right now to, oh God, come in agreement with prayer for our chief ambassador right
Lord.
Now in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Oh, God, we come and we rebuke the enemy to whatever tricks he has or believes. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But
in
we
name
come,
of Jesus.
Oh, God, and we apply the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Give him strength, oh, God. We pray right now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we come right now and we touch and agree in the spirit that no weapon formed against him shall prosper and every tongue that rise up against him, oh, God, it shall be condemned. We come asking for strength in our chief ambassador, oh, God. Build him up. Morning, oh God. We know, oh God, that he has many, wear many hats in the spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we asking, oh God, that you allow the anointing oil to come, oh God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We
know you,
God, oh God, in his spirit, oh oh God, of building up. We speak, oh God, oh God, the spirit of coming, oh God, where he be able to be strengthened by the power of prayer and by the Aarons, oh God, that is holding up Moses' arms. Aarons and the Hurs are us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And that's why he continually to ask us to pray for him. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we believe you, oh God, in Jesus' name today for our chief ambassador, for Lady Betty Ambassador, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We for this family, oh God, in Jesus' name, I do understand, oh God, as leaders, that we're constantly busy, oh God. We are 911, we emergencies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, oh God, for the blessing that is coming forth in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Amen. Continue to pray, saints. Amen, for our chief ambassador, amen, but we will carry on the work of the Lord, amen, and we're at our prayer request this morning, amen, and we're asking, amen, that whoever has a prayer request, you're on the line.
Good morning, this is Sister Roy.
Sister Garnett, did I hear her?
Yes, ma'am.
Garnett, good morning to you and your prayer request.
My prayer request is pray for Dr. Pfeiffer and for my grandson, Kendrick Bowman, and for the
son.
My grandson, Kendrick Bowman, and for the first group prayer line. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. I have that. Our next prayer request, you're on the line.
This is Sister Roy.
Sister
Roy.
Loy. It's a little bit blurry this morning. That's why I keep asking who. Loy.
This is Sister Roy. I'm asking Roy.
Sorry, Roy. All right, yes. Your prayer request this morning.
I'm asking for prayer for Sister Geneva Brown. She has been in the hospital. She's a young lady. And she's going through some situations, and she keeps going into panic attacks where she can't breathe. So I'm asking for prayer for her. I'm asking for prayer for myself also. I received a registered letter from Internal Revenue yesterday saying that I owe a large amount of money that I never received. And I'm asking the Lord to clear that debt. And I'm asking for prayer for my entire family, the James family, and for all of the saints. And continue to pray for Ambassador Johnson. I lift him up to the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. All right. We definitely want to continue to pray for you on the request that you have today, Sister Roy. And anyone else prayer request this morning?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Crete, Illinois. I want to pray for some type of employment to come in for me. I had foster children, and they're now gone, and I have a home available for new foster children.
Amen. And you're a good one, too. Amen. Good foster mother. Amen.
God mother Digby, I request prayer for the McFadden family. They had their car was in an accident, and now she has bronchitis. I'm just asking prayer for the McFadden family.
All right, Mother Digby. All right, we certainly will. Amen. God bless you this morning, woman of God. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request? We want to be timely today. I see that our chief ambassador is trying to get us, amen, done within an hour, and I think that's beautiful because other people have to go different places, so we want to be wise and timely. Amen. Mm-hmm. Anyone else with a prayer request? You're on the line.
Good morning, Mother Stern.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Daughter.
My husband. On the prayer list, praying for his face.
This is
the medication that he takes. We want to pray for his face.
Charlotte. This is Charlotte.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
His name is Douglas Gray. Thank you.
Douglas Gray.
Yes, ma'am.
For a job?
No. We want to pray for his face, the medication that he takes.
Oh, okay.
Break his
I'm
face.
Bad.
Not really
I'm
bad.
All right. All right, I'm going to take a couple more. I'm at 8, and I'm going to take a couple of more so we can go to the throne of grace. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? You on the line.
This is Lady Guy. And I'm
Lady Guy, good prayer. Amen.
For my healing.
Ambassador Stern, I want to request prayer for you because I realize you don't complain, but you go through a lot of things, and I just want to request prayer for you.
Ooh, who is, I need to put your name. What is your name? Praise the Lord. This is,
Mother,
I recognize the voice, but I can't, you know, this is who?
Mother Digby.
Oh, Mother Digby. Oh, I sure, that is a right on time prayer. Amen. Our chief ambassador called me on yesterday. And actually, when he calls, I never get an opportunity to answer, but he puts a prayer on my phone, and I don't know if he's listening or not. I was going to share that in a way of testimony, but I know it was a personal prayer for me and my husband. And I tell you, not only is he a chief ambassador, not only is he a pastor, he is a prophet, because there is no way he would know what is going on in me and my husband's personal life. But I thank God that the Spirit of the Lord had him to call and pray for Jeff. I tell you, I just thank God because into something yesterday, amen, always going through something, amen, but we don't complain, we just give it to the Lord. But I tell you, he prayed that prayer, and here you come along, Mother, and say this, amen. There are some things, as a pastor, I'm not at liberty to share because we're the ones that have to keep the sheep encouraged. Praise the Lord. And if they hear the pastors and the shepherd is always, amen, on Sunday, I definitely, amen, was compelled to ask them again, in which they do pray for us all the time. Amen. But I thank and praise God before Ambassador Johnson had talked to us on yesterday about how he had went out into the field and prayed for different people in his body and other people on, and I had not talked to him, had not even known this on Sunday morning, amen, in our morning service after my own pastor, my husband, spoke a word from the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord had moved in me and told us we usually have our prayer service on Wednesday nights, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord move on me in the service, and I told the people that we're not going to have prayer in the house just Wednesday, just locked up in the house. We're going to go out into your house and pray. Oh, my God. And I heard him say that on Monday, and I say, oh, my God, we're going to our people's house and pray, and we compel them to call one another up on Wednesdays. Take that hour and go and call one another up and pray and encourage them. So I thank God for you, Mother Digby, because I do love being busy for the Lord. That is my passion. Amen. And I thank God that, and I pray that I'm wearing my passion very well in the spirit. But we want to impart a prayer over the people of God that gave us their prayer request this morning, so we want to be timely. Amen. I thank and praise God for the first fruit prayer line. Thank and praise God for the frog line every night. I certainly thank God for the youth prayer line, which will be this evening. Amen. Praise the Lord with Ambassador Pfeiffer. And we thank God for one another. And just because your name is not on the prayer list, it is recorded in heaven from your heart and from your lips that what you want God to do for you. And I just want to say this before I continue to pray. The best prayer is pray to the Lord for yourself. We just touch and agree with you, but you have already made your request made known unto the Lord, and we're just praying for the manifestation to come through the prayers of the righteous that is, amen, on the line of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you this morning for another day's journey. Lord, we thank you for coming into the last month of the year that you have allowed us to see December 2nd, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, oh Lord. Lord this morning. I was at a home going all day yesterday. A mother of Zion went home to be with the Lord and had 6 children and over 170 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The house was full, but God, you call her from labor to reward, and I was just tired in the natural. But, oh, God, my spirit is always ready, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But, oh, God, I know that I'm not tired yet in Jesus' name. I'm still reaching up to the hills for which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And, God, we know that through the word of God. And as we come, we want to thank you right now, oh, God, for how you're moving in the plan of Mother Johnson's grandson. God, I was one that wrote a letter, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and been praying, oh, God, that she would see it in her day, oh, God, while she's yet in the land of the living. And, God, we thank you for that blessing, for we have prayed on the first fruit prayer line that it shall come to pass, and it is in the making of the manifestation. And now, God, we come praying for Mother Johnson. She asks us to pray for the two mothers, oh, God, that is going through, and we ask, oh, God, we place a healing on them in the name of Jesus. Touch them, oh, God, at Amazing Grace. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, stop by again, oh, God, and again and again. We pray right now. Go to their homes, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for I feel, too, that this is the time to go out of the four walls, oh, God, and go into the hedges and the byways and compel, Lord God. Even our own that is around us, oh, God, need a special touch in the name of Jesus. And God, back in the day, the pastors came to your house and ministered to you, oh, God, and you're bringing that back, oh, God, for that special touch in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh, God, for Mother Johnson that has an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the people of God. We thank you for her wisdom, her, oh, God, for her discernment, how she even ministered to us this morning with just a praise report, and we couple that with great care. Lord, watch over Mother Johnson. Continue to bless her, oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bring joy and gladness to her heart every day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray this morning. And now, God, we ask that you touch, oh God, Sister Ruby that called and asked that we pray for Mother Daniels. And, oh, God, I feel that our ambassador just took a little time away from the first fruit prayer line and called her and ministered to her because he has that type of discerning and that type of spirit. But, oh, God, as she has to, oh, God, get that fistula removed from one arm to another, I saw that done with my husband, oh, God. And it's nothing lightly, oh, God. You need that fistula. Oh, God, for the blood to pump, oh, God, through those machines, oh, God, that they may be able to live. And, oh, God, we pray that you give us strength to go through it in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, that those kidneys will start acting right. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as she does that dialysis, oh, God, you be the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Oh, God, you be the blood bath, oh God, in the name of Jesus, build up, oh God. Oh God, build up her strength. Build it up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Mother Daniels as her pastor is praying for her right now, God. And oh, thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to bring our all, oh God, on the prayer line on yesterday, and they got a double anointing. All, oh, God, just touch everyone, oh, God, that is on this prayer line. Let them use the oil for this. It stands for symbolic of your anointing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, oh, God, and we relieve you, Lord God, as Sister Garrett asks us to pray for Dr. Pfeiffer. Oh, God, we love Dr. Pfeiffer, and we don't know what's going on, and we don't need. Oh, but God, we lift her up before you this morning, in the name of Jesus, and say to them, the blood of Jesus is against you. You cannot. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, oh God, because we know you're going to do it in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, this morning, touch Sister Roy as she asks us, oh God, to pray for Sister Geneva Brown. Oh Lord, panic attacks is of the enemy. We come against the short-windedness. We come against anxiety. The enemy like to put things in our mind and things in our spirit to cause us to panic in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Put a deliverance over her. Oh, Lord, it's nothing but the enemy. Raise her up, God. Raise her up. Take that panic attack and put it into a thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for Geneva Brown in that hospital. Hallelujah. A hospital is made to get well and to come out of. And sometimes if we stay too long, the enemy like to come in. But God, you say you'll come in and raise a standard against the enemy. Oh, God, this morning, we believe you for divine healing in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we see, Lord, that the Internal Revenue is trying to attack Sister Roy in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God. Oh, God, give somebody in that office that's saved and sanctified and touch your account and straighten it out and fix it for her. But God, in the meantime, don't let her be weary in well-doing. She will reap if she faint not. And God, she won't faint because we're lifting up our sister, Sister Roy. It's just only a test. Oh, God, and we've been talking about that this week. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Just give God the glory because I do believe and I'm a witness. When the praises go up, the blessings, they got to come down. These giants, they can be slewed because we are the Goliaths. Oh, God, that can slew the lion in the name of Jesus, in the spirit, and touch the James family, her family, touch everybody's family that's on the line this morning. Oh, Lord, this morning, we want you to go, God, into every home. Oh, Ambassador Johnson said, you don't know when he's going to pray in your home, but be ready to receive the impartation that God got for every household because of our faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Not that we've been so good, but because God's been good to us and we receive the blessings of the Lord. And now, Lord, go to Creek, Illinois. Evangelist Glory Ellington is living in that area. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, this is a woman, woman of God, that you gave a special gift to, that take in foster children. And now, God, her house is open, and her heart is open. And God, fill it in the name of Jesus. She know who she want and what kind she want and give her the desires of her heart. But that's employment, and that's also, Lord, the love of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Evangelist Gloria Ellington in Crete, Illinois. The children are coming because she got the room in the house, and she got the room in her heart. And you can't help but to bless her because, oh, God, for what she stands for. Hallelujah. Oh, God, this morning, look on, Sister Charlotte Gray. Oh, glory to God. Touch this young lady. I thank you, oh, God, And we need the young people like she and Sister Sheila and Sister Jennifer and a few more, Lord God, to be the women of God that you're calling for in the last days. And God, she asks us to pray for her husband. Oh, God, Brother Douglas Gray, hallelujah. Oh, God, you say the saved wife will save her husband, the sanctified wife. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up this medication to you. Oh, God, regulate it. Oh, God, matter of fact, if you don't need it at all, need it at all. Oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you slowly allow it to come away from him in the name of Jesus. If you took it all away at one time, he may not understand the blessing. But sometimes, God, you have to take us at a slow pace so we can meditate to know that God did it and nobody but God. But regulate that medication. You know what he needs to make him go, oh, Lord. You know what he needs, oh, God. But thank God for his wife that have enough wisdom and say, I lift it up to Jesus. Glory to God this morning. And now, Lord, we pray for Mother Digby. Her request is for the McFadden family. Hallelujah. I don't know the family, but I do know Mother Digby's spirit and her concern. This morning is for the McFadden family. And we lift them up, Lord, and we put them in your hand. We put this and we put that, whatever it is. Oh, God, you are right now, God, and you are on time, God. And God, fix it. Oh, God, fix it this morning in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, she asks that I pray for my own self. Oh, God, this morning, you know what we're facing. Every day is a new thing. But, God, I just give you the glory, and I'm resting in your presence, and I'm feasting in your presence, because I know who I serve and who I believe in. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you this morning, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Bless your people on the prayer line this morning, oh God. Oh, God, we're just a few service, oh God, and we're easy enough to believe you, God, that you are doing something in these last and evil days. We thank you, oh God, that we can wake up every morning and come on the First Fruit prayer line. What a joy and what a blessing and what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh God, maybe some didn't get their prayer requests on today, but as I said in the beginning, oh God, let him take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus, and he is surely working it out. Get that bless all that our chief ambassador had us to look before the Lord on yesterday. Hallelujah. I thank God that I have my setup by my bed every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I feel the residue from the prayers on yesterday, last week, and all this year. You've been good to us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you. Remember the youth prayer line tonight, Lord. It's getting even better and better because we go up before we go down. Touch the children and touch the youth leaders. Oh, God, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. Oh, God, we thank you today. And we pray, oh, God, that you would order our footsteps in this day. Direct us in every way that we go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give God all the glory and all the praise. It's a privilege to say thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Are you there, Chief Ambassador?
I'm here, and you did a bumper job. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, for that wonderful prayer and for taking the prayer request. Thank you so much. That was Ambassador Stern from North Chicago. God bless her. And God, I pray that you restore all that she has given out in the name of Jesus. And bountifully bless her and Ambassador Gary Starin.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. All things. God bless all of y'all. Don't forget the U prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. And just remember that I'm praying that God will do something spectacular in your life between today and tomorrow, before you return to the prayer line tomorrow. Keep us in your prayers. God bless you, and we'll keep you in ours. Whatever you're going through, just remember it's going to be all right. Oh, my God, it's going to be all right. God's going to fix it for you. Hold on. It's going to be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. We send a shout out to you, Lady Guy, down in Florida. God bless you. Send a shout out to you, Bishop, Ambassador Bishop Hagen in Hagen, Georgia. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. Send a shout out to you, all of those saints of God down there in Arkansas. Yeah, Ambassador-elect Gail Stith. Send a shout out to you, Ambassador Beauty Hagen. We send a shout out to you. God bless all of y'all. The line is open if you want to send a shout out.
Dr. Johnson, you was going to bless the oil and going to show us how to do bless the home.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I'll try to do that tomorrow. Amen. If you have your oil, lift it up. And Father, may the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
May the anointing of the Holy Ghost, may the anointing of the Holy Ghost fall fresh on this oil. The resurrection blood of Jesus be in it. Oh God, and the oil of the anointing be in this oil, that every drop would be potent as they put it on anything. You spoke to me and said not only for humans, but let the oil be for inanimate objects too. Only God is over those things as well as life, inanimate objects. In other words, put it on the motor of your car. You've been driving that car a long time and you need it to last you a little while longer. Put the oil on your car. If you got an iron that's been acting up, put the oil on your iron. Inanimate objects. Yeah. And see the glory of God being revealed. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. You got a refrigerator that's been acting up. Go there and anoint your refrigerator. Amen. And believe God on that inanimate object. Yes. And see what God will do for you. As well as those who are sick. If you've got cancer, I dare you to put this oil of the anointing in the little water and drink it. Then after you drink it, start thanking him like it's already done. And see what God will do for you. Yeah. If you've got lupus, if you've got any type of thing happening in your body, you know, drink some of this water with the little oil in it. And see what God will do for you. Oh! It will be something great in Jesus' name. I'm asking God to fix it for you in the name of Jesus. Bless that oil right now. Double portion of blessings, triple portion of blessings, quadruple portion of blessings upon that oil. God, every drop, put it in Jesus' name. Then, Lord, help us to remember to bless the homes tomorrow, if the Lord says the same. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
God bless you. God, thank you for allowing me to pray for Mother Daniel. Oh, God, thank you for what you're going to do and what you're doing for her. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise. Oh, God, bring her out in a glorious way. In Jesus' name.